This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
U.S. stocks took a breather on Monday after closing out a dizzying week at record highs as investors braced for a looming inflation update that could put that rally to the test. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 0.2%, while the S&P 500 fell 0.4% on the heels of notching new closing highs last week. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.1% following a stellar week for tech stocks. New inflation data in the coming days will test the staying power of the breakout rally that followed Nvidia's results. A hotter-than-expected CPI report spooked the market and sparked a stock sell-off earlier in February, and investors are already weighing the chances of a surprise in Thursday's PCE index reading. Given the PCE index is the Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge, the reading will factor into the ongoing debate on the timing of a rate cut already pushed back. The inflation report is the highlight of this week's data, with temperature checks on the consumer and manufacturing also on deck. What they say about the health of the U.S. economy may determine whether the bullish mood in stocks continues. Berkshire Hathaway closed in on a $1 trillion market value after the Warren Buffett-led conglomerate posted a record annual profit for the second year in a row. In his annual letter to shareholders at the weekend, Buffett said Berkshire is built to last, and paid tribute to the part played in that by his right-hand man, Charlie Munger. Elsewhere in corporate results, Domino's Pizza shares popped 6% after the restaurant and delivery chain lifted its dividend and beat fourth-quarter sales estimates. And shares of crypto platform Coinbase gained 16% as Bitcoin hovered above $54,000 per token. Now to Monday's trending tickers on Yahoo Finance. Walmart. Investors are keeping an eye on shares of Walmart after the retailer enacted a 3-for-1 stock split on Friday after the market close. The move is seen as cosmetic since it won't change the underlying value of existing investments in the company. Investors who own Walmart will now have more shares than they did last week, but at a price adjusted for the split. Those who are looking to buy the stock can now purchase it at a nominally lower price. Micron. Micron's stock jumped 5% on Monday after the company announced mass production of its high-bandwidth memory semiconductors for use in NVIDIA's latest artificial intelligence chip. The HBM3E, High Bandwidth Memory 3E, is expected to consume 30% less power than other semis, according to Micron. The stock was at a 52-week high on Monday. And Li Auto. Shares of the Chinese electric vehicle maker jumped as much as 15% on Monday after the company beat fourth-quarter earnings expectations. The automaker reported its first-ever annual net profit, delivering 131,805 vehicles in the quarter, representing a 184.6% year-over-year increase. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.